On this episode of Mystery Mondays, we will be talking about the unsolved murder of Amber Hagerman. Now, if we think about it, the Amber Alert system is something a majority of people grew up with and don't think anything of it other than it's some kid went missing and now we're getting an alert of it. But that used to not be something that was around the 1990s. It didn't come out until a little bit after the disappearance of this young girl, Amber Hagerman. And not everyone knows the case behind the Amber Alert system and why it was created. And this is the case that created the Amber Alert system. Indicating that the killer had a knowledge of human anatomy.
The Black Dahlia was a celebrity who was mutilated and found drained of blood with a haunted-like smile carved on her face.
Soon after posting the photo, investigators believe the girls were approached by a man who then went on to kill them. I'm your host, Rihanna Miller, and you're listening to Mystery Mondays. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to Mystery Mondays. Let's continue on with our case of Amber Hagerman. On the afternoon of January 13th of 1996, 9-year-old Amber Hagerman was riding her bike in a parking lot of a grocery store when she was ripped off of her bike and driven away in a blue truck. There was a widespread national attention given to this little 9-year-old girl and her family to help find her. Yet nothing had helped until a dog walker came across her body 4 days later. It was floating in a creek near the grocery store where she had been abducted. Her throat was slit. After her body was found, an autopsy was performed. The autopsy had revealed that Amber was kept alive for 2 days after her kidnapping and was sexually assaulted multiple times. Then her throat was cut and she was thrown into the creek in which she was found in. This case had just turned 20 years old, and every day before the day of Amber's disappearance, her family and law enforcement hold a conference asking anyone to release facts.
How could you look in my little girl's tearful eyes and do what you did to her? I want you to come forth and give my little girl justice. My little girl is just innocent little girl, as I said. And please don't forget Amber. Always remember her.
There's no doubt in my mind at all that this case will get solved. What we're looking for is just the right piece of information that can push us in the right direction.
Certain that they are close, or that they are certain that they're going to find that killer. With little to no forensic evidence, I personally don't see how they can find a killer when there's nothing to truly link someone to that case other than maybe witness reports. And her family is still crying and very upset, which is very understandable. But I don't think the family knows that there isn't much evidence. Even though the police say there's 8,000 leads, there hasn't been anything to truly get a certain suspect. So let's get into some theories about this case. And in this case, there's only really one real theory, and that is that Amber was kidnapped by a stranger. So 78-year-old Jim Kevel witnessed Amber's abduction from his backyard. He said that Amber was riding her bike alone in the parking lot when the opportunist killer jumped out of his black or dark blue pickup truck and grabbed the little girl. Jimmy stated Amber screamed once and was kicking when she was hauled into the truck. Jim described Amber's kidnapper as a white or Hispanic male, aged 25 to 40, and he's under 6 feet tall with a medium build. After Jim called the police, they were on the scene in a matter of minutes. Even though Amber's family members and the community and authorities searched frantically for Amber, they were unable to locate her in time. Stranger abductions are extremely rare and are very difficult to solve, and there's usually little to no information to go on. Unfortunately, forensics are of little help in this case. When Amber's body was found, she was naked except for one sock, and the running water from the creek washed away critical forensic evidence. Mike Simmons, who is an investigative sergeant who was in charge of the Amber case at the time, explained that there had been a very large storm, and Amber was not only in water, but in running water in a creek bed. So there had been a tremendous amount of water flow over her body, which obviously made it hard in terms of trace evidence. He continues to say that it wouldn't surprise if Amber's killer had committed similar crimes. He says that it's unlikely, and he hopes that person is already in prison and just hasn't been linked yet to Amber's murder due to the absence of forensic evidence. Like the police in the conference with Amber's parents, they're very certain. But right here, Mike Simmons, who's the investigative sergeant, doesn't really believe almost that he can solve the case or others can because of the lack of forensic evidence, which I completely understand. So it's no doubt that many of you have already heard of the Amber Alert system, but you didn't realize that it was named after Amber Hagerman. And yes, Amber Alert system is named after Amber, hence the name Amber Alert, but Amber can also stand for America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response. After Amber's murder, a Fort Worth mother who had never met Amber contacted a local radio station and questioned why broadcasters would send out a severe weather warning, but did not send out an alert to the public when a child was abducted. And this makes perfect sense. Yes, we need to know about severe weather, but we also need to help our community when a child is abducted because there's high chances that that child won't make it back home. But now with this system, there's more of a higher chance for kids to come back home. They say perhaps if the community had known Amber had been abducted and was aware about the suspect and was aware of the vehicle description, Amber could have been located before she was killed. The idea became known as the Amber Alert Program. The program is currently being used in all 50 US states and 26 other countries. And according to the Amber Alert Program's website, as of November of 2017, the system had resulted in the recovery of 897 children. That is so many children, and considering there are quite a lot of kidnappings, 897 children to bring back because of this system is amazing. And to think if there wasn't a system, there maybe have only been 10 children out of that 897. Donna Williams, who is Amber's mother, calls the Amber Alert program bittersweet. She also has a friend who she knows whose daughter was abducted as well.
This is my good friend and my co-worker, Miss D. Her daughter was abducted in 2002.
Donna cried when she learned an Amber Alert saved Deborah Stafford's kidnapped child when she turned up in a store far from home.
A lady that ran the store recognized her from the Amber Alert, and she snatched her from the guy that had her.
You just would have never dreamed this is where it ended up.
Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson helped launch Amber Alerts when he was still an Arlington police officer. He wonders, what if detectives had had such a tool in those 4 days Amber was missing before her body was found?
Had we been able to get that information out instantly, there's at least a chance we would have gotten her back.
Sheriff Anderson says the anniversary of Amber's still unsolved kidnapping still hurts. The announcement about Facebook Amber Alerts cheers Donna Williams. But on this day, only so much.
Yeah, I'm a lot of candle for her, and usually by the end of the day, I cry, usually try to cry myself to sleep.
Police officers have stated that this case has had over roughly 8,000 leads and 50 police officers and federal agents, but Amber's case still remains unsolved. The police, however, like I said, refuse to give up on finding Amber's killer. They insist that someone knows something and they can aid in finding her killer if they would just say what they know. Anyone with information about Amber's murder is asked to contact Detective Ben Lopez. You can reach him at 817-459-5373. And if you do have information that can lead up to the arrest and a grand jury indictment of the suspect, you can get a $10,000 reward, which that's a lot of money. Tipsters who want to remain anonymous should contact Tarrant County Crime Stoppers, and you can contact them at 817-469-TIPS. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, and this has been another episode of Mystery Mondays.